Now, we take a look back at the decades-long career of Bob Dole, who helped shape the Republican Party as a senator from Kansas, majority leader, and presidential nominee. Judy Woodruff has this report on his lifetime in politics.
Bob Dole's storied political career spanned five decades and took him from the heights of power in Congress to the lows of failed presidential bids. He mused on it all in a NewsHour interview in October 2014.
I don't know what my legacy will be, that I live to be 200 or at least 100, and that I never forgot where I was from.
Robert Joseph Dole was born in the small town of Russell, Kansas in 1923. He grew up with a brother and two sisters in the hard times of the Great Depression. His father ran an egg and cream stand, and his mother sold Singer sewing machines to help make ends meet. Dole went off to college, but World War II intervened. He enlisted in 1942 and was sent to Italy in 1944.
The infantry moves toward the jump-off position.
In April 1945, weeks before the war ended, Dole was trying to rescue a radio man when he was hit by enemy fire. It shattered his right shoulder, fractured vertebrae, and for a time paralyzed him from the neck down. He spent 39 months recovering, mostly in military hospitals, where he listened to Frank Sinatra's You'll Never Walk Alone every day for inspiration.
When you walk through a storm.
His brother Kenny, interviewed years later, reflected on just how bad Dole's injuries were.
I never was so shocked in my life to see him as he laid there in bed from where I saw him last. You know, it's like yesterday and today. It's just a whole new ballgame. At that time, the doctor said he couldn't live another 48 hours.
Eventually, Dole returned home to Russell to continue recovering with the support of family. And when he was fully recuperated, he finished college and law school and went on to serve as a county attorney and in the Kansas State Legislature. In 1960, he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives, pulling out all the stops to boost his name recognition. There was a singing group called Dolls for Dole. Dole pineapple juice was a staple at campaign stops, and his seven-year-old daughter wore a skirt that read, "I'm for Daddy, are you?" It all worked, and Dole won. 8 years later, in 1968, he won a seat in the United States Senate. There, he became known for a moderate to conservative voting record and an ability to bridge policy divides.
Often when we ran into problems of one senator against another or one group against another on some issue, Bob would figure out a way to untangle it.
Former Democratic Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell worked closely with Dole after the Kansas Republican became Minority Leader.
We had a lot of trust with each other. I never once doubted his word. He never once doubted mine, and we became close friends, even as we competed vigorously. It doesn't have to be personal. You can compete on the issues. Sometimes he prevailed, sometimes I prevailed. That's democracy. And he was a great practitioner of democracy.
But Dole was also a partisan warrior. He served as Republican national chairman starting in 1972 and defended President Nixon during much of the Watergate period. He impressed Nixon's successor, President Gerald Ford, who asked him to be his running mate in 1976. The announcement came in Dole's hometown.
It shows that you can come from a small town in America, but you don't need the wealth and all the material things in this world to succeed, if I've succeeded, and some might quarrel with that.
Don't be fooled by the words.
But Dole also earned a reputation for a sharp tongue, and during a vice presidential debate with Walter Mondale, it came back to haunt him.
I figured up the other day, if we added up the killed and wounded in Democrat wars in this century, it'd be about 1.6 million Americans. Enough to fill the city of Detroit.
I think Senator Dole has richly earned his reputation as a hatchet man tonight by implying and stating that World War II and the Korean War were Democratic wars.
The Ford Dole ticket lost. But in 1980, Dole ran for the Republican presidential nomination, again returning to Russell for the campaign's launch.
Whenever I set out on a new path, I've come back here to begin. No failure has ever been so hurtful that this place could not ease the pain. And no success has ever been so great that its satisfaction exceeded the satisfaction of being a part of the people of Russell.
Good to see you.
Still, Dole struggled to gain traction and dropped out after a poor showing in the New Hampshire primary. 8 years later, after President Reagan's two terms, he tried again for the White House, discussing the decision with Jim Lehrer.
But don't you have to want it very badly to go through what you and the others go through to be a candidate?
I think you have to have the drive, but you shouldn't be driven. I mean, you shouldn't be so obsessed with becoming president or anything else, whatever you may do, that you sort of lose your perspective. And a lot of people maybe be consumed by ambition. They just have to have it. It's the next step. It's power. That would be for all the wrong reasons.
Dole lost the 1988 nomination to Vice President George Bush, but he had one more presidential race in him in 1996. He resigned from the Senate, where he had become majority leader.
And I agree with the Prairie poet Carl Sandburg, who told us, "Yesterday is a wind gone down, a sun dropped in the west. I tell you that there's nothing in the world, only an ocean of tomorrows, a sky of tomorrows." And like everybody here, I'm an optimist. I believe our best tomorrows are yet to be lived.
This time, Dole became the oldest first-time presidential nominee at the age of 73, only to be overwhelmed by President Clinton's re-election landslide. Even so, his work was far from over. He championed construction of the World War II Memorial on the National Mall and routinely met with veterans in Washington. Along the way, he helped his second wife, Elizabeth, in her own Senate career. And through it all, he said, there was always time for going back to Kansas.
So I've had a great experience because the people of Kansas and both parties have supported me, and so I don't think my legacy will be the people of Kansas.